You touched on heavy metal toxicity. Can you share a little bit more about that in terms of, because I would imagine that in terms of fertility, like often we think about the women, but men have so much of that journey as well. Can you share more about sort of that journey, especially if women have partners who have been doing, you know, like heavy industry type stuff, and how that can impact their fertility journey?
Yeah so everything I produce and share, I speak to the male counterpart, well, maybe not equally, but I try to emphasize. Mm-hmm. And I love to use this metaphor that it's like a garden, like the womb is the garden and the sperm is the seed. Mm-hmm. And so the quality of your seed really matters. Like anyone who likes to grow food, like you really care about the lineage of the seed. And then of course if you've farmed or gardened at all, you realize the importance of the soil composition as well. And to me, that's like the womb space, right?
Yeah.
So I had a huge emphasis on the seed, on the male part. At least 40% of infertility, for couples with infertility, 40% of it is from the man. Mm. So it's almost 50-50.
Yeah.
There's interesting data that men who eat a conventional standard American diet have significantly lower sperm count and motility. So function, you need to have enough sperm there and then they have to be well functioning. And after going on an organic diet within 3 weeks, all their measures increase significantly, like statistically significantly from a conventional research paradigm.
Wonderful. Model. That's so good to hear. I'm just like, what? Great. Great. Good to know.
And there's been big long-term studies that look at sperm count. And in the West, and since the 70s, the sperm count has declined 50% in Western men. And these are huge studies, thousands of men. And it's complete opposite in places like India. The one study I'm thinking, a big study. I mean, this was on NPR a couple years back, and I was like, oh my God. And then I've been finding the data too. And it's like, yeah, in India, no change whatsoever. So if none of this research is, you have to have like a randomized double blind controlled study to like prove cause and effect. So it's all speculative, like correlations, like how can we think about the differences between like the Western and Eastern world, like populations, what's going on here? And a big thing that comes out of this research is like obesity, diet, moving, lifestyle. So like obesity is clear in the data, like causes sperm count to go down. Mm-hmm. Function to go down. But now we know like pesticides as well. And this in particular, it's Roundup, the big hitter. Is Roundup. Yeah. There's there's almost 100,000 man-made chemicals in the environment. We're interacting with probably up to 10,000 a day. And a lot of them are shown in animal studies to cause infertility. So they caused sperm to stop producing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to I'd have to like pull it up to like, you know, the specific enzyme pathways, but we can demonstrate in mice models, which have like basically the exact same reproductive system for male and female mice, that when we expose them to these chemicals, sperm production stops.
Right. Yeah. And so if people are exposed to these chemicals, you know, through conventional cosmetics, smells, artificial fragrances, colors and food dyes, inorganic, like non-organic foods that are sprayed with pesticides, grain, you know, like wheat products are a big source of that glyphosate, the Roundup sort of experience. I've got a whole podcast on my rant against glyphosate and Roundup. So we don't need to get into that here. But so there's like all of these sort of contributing factors that come with, like you said, standard American diet, which is like mm-hmm. fast food, hamburgers, even a lot of the stuff that comes in the grocery store that like is, you know, healthy looking, even those like fruits and vegetables, if they're not organic, they still have sort of those residues and those chemicals sprayed on them in the growing process. They might look really good, but they're not necessarily really good for your body in terms mm-hmm. of like containing and being connected to those pesticide things. So it's absolutely super important to recognize that and do that dietary work. Because like you said, those toxins in the body they're causing inflammation in the body, which, and free radical damage, which is challenging, like putting the body in like sort of a challenge state. By default, it's not in a resting state. It's not in an optimal health state. It's sort of like struggling to survive, which a lot of people, you know, feel they are. And then we've got all of the, you know, so all of those environmental toxins that are coming at us, but then also, you know, in terms of obesity, often that's linked to, you know, the fat cells are bonding to those toxic chemicals in order to keep the organs safe from them. So then you've got like high levels of built up toxins that are just stored in your fat tissue. So obviously when we think about all of those things, it makes sense that that's not going to create an optimally fertile body.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
There's so much more for you over in the Joygasmic Life membership. Become a bulletproof mom with us. Learn the tips and tricks and skills you need to recover from your postpartum mental health journey and learn the tools of Joygasmic Alchemy so you can have the kind of birth you've been dreaming of.